It's time for the Giz Whiz with Mads, Maddest Rider, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2000, recorded Thursday, August 8th, 2024. 2000 candles. On this episode of the Giz Whiz, it's episode 2000! So we celebrate and have a grand old time with some good memories and even some gadgets. All next on the Giz Whiz!
It's the Sandman Show.
Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC.
It's time for the Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease,
under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing glowing LEDs. Get ready for the Giz Whiz now.
Now it's episode 2000. Oh, that did not even pop. Episode 2000. Woo!
Oh, whoa!
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Are there stringy things in there?
Yeah, they're supposed to be. I think my fan is like too strong. I've been in the studio for a while. The lights are a little hot, so I turn on the fan. Here we go. Let's try this again. Woohoo, 2000! Yeah, there's some stringy things in there.
Oh, okay.
All right. Woo! Well, everybody, we've done it. 2,000 episodes.
Holy amazing.
Holy moly. You got champagne? Let's open the champagne.
Yes, I do.
Today's episode, like we said, congrats, Dickie D. I should start off by saying congratulations.
You know what? I congratulate you because someone in the chat room just said we're coming up to 10 years of independent, which means you have been doing the show longer than Leo.
True. Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yes. I've been doing the show now for time-wise, not episode number-wise, but time-wise, I've hosted the show longer than Leo has now. Now, because y'all were daily, we have quite a few episodes.
Yeah, the first few years, it was, I think 3 years, it was every day of the week.
There we go.
Wow.
Who knows where it is? I don't have a champagne glass, so I'm using a classic Coke.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine.
There you go.
That's fine.
Well, cheers to 2000 episodes. Today's episode is awesome because we're just going to have a little walk back in time.
Exactly. It is amazing. When I was typing that today, I said, join us for episode 2000. And I
thought,
how could that be? How could that be?
Yeah, I don't think, like, just doing a thing 2000 times seems absolutely insane. I mean, just showing up 2000 times. That's impressive. You know, I like to celebrate with a cake. So I had to get a cake. And so, let me pull it on out here before and knock off the Corbel off the.
Oh, this sounds like it's going to be a big cake.
Oh man, it is the best.
Oh, what?
Quarter sheet cake you've ever seen? No, it's just a little cake. 2,000 episodes. I didn't trust the lady at the bakery to spell the Giz Whiz correctly.
Okay.
A little bit scared of that one. Look, you got a cake too?
No, we have raspberry crumb buns. Raspberry crumb buns with each candle represents 1,000 episodes. Okay.
It's like per capita. That's
so
great.
This pretty, yeah.
Yeah.
But yours looks, yeah.
Yeah, mine is confetti. It looked nice.
Now, so our producer will come in between the two of you. Can you eat that entire cake?
No, I don't think so. This is going to have to go in the fridge.
The freezer, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, why don't you just freeze it and for show 3000, you can just
It's like a wedding cake. You could bring it, you know, they freeze wedding cakes. You should bring it back. Now, I had to get, of course, a gadget because I saw this. By the way, first episode with a product shot. I added a product shot this episode.
Wow.
So this is new. But anyway, check this out. It is, you always seen the candles, you know, lit on a cake. Have you ever wanted to eat one? Well, now you can.
Candles?
Now you can eat, light and eat this candle. As you can see, it cost me absurd $2.50 for one eatable candle. But look, my candle is worth 2,000 episodes each. And then,
are you supposed to? What about the part that burns?
Where'd my lighter go?
Don't eat that part.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Is the wick eatable? My cat came over here and jumped on all of this, and my pre-prepared lighter is missing. Well, darn it.
I don't think I can
set this thing on fire unless I can run off. Oh, here it is. I found it.
Okay.
I have the Snoop Dogg lighter.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You know,
okay.
I needed to keep it very professional with the... I had to trust a professional with the lighter. There we go. Happy 2000 episodes.
Yes, happy 2000 to you too.
Happy 2000 episodes to you. Here we go. And then I eat it.
Well, I would.
Well, let me relight it because I want to. Like, it's got to melt, right? Like what? Like I want to make sure that it uses it's an actual candle. Like anyway, we'll just.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah,
I didn't give it enough time.
I was just gonna say it looks. Oh, maybe the candle has to bake itself.
It's self-cooking. It's a self-cooking candle.
It's kind of a mini flame for a candle.
Yeah.
Did you look on the package? You're supposed to eat the whole thing?
It says, here, what is it here? Let's read the packaging. It says, let them eat it. Let them eat it. Light and eat. Won't melt. Oh, it just won't melt.
Oh.
Dark chocolate candle. I got the dark chocolate. Light, wish, and eat. And then there is an asterisk on it. It says, light, wish, eat, and then the asterisk says remove wick right there.
That's
what it says. Okay, so, at least this tiny little wick is lasting. So, okay. It has a tiny little flame.
Okay.
And then, stop, you're going to set off the smoke detector. I need to put it in my... This is why I got the Snoop Dogg lighter. Yeah. You're like, go out!
Well, now you can just. Did you just burn yourself?
No.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Well, I just don't understand why it's still smoking like this. This seems.
Oh, it's melting. I'm melting.
Okay, well, there is an end to the wick. I can see, yeah, the wick does not go that far down in there, but there was a wick in there.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I don't think, and then you eat the chocolate.
All right. Is it good chocolate?
No, it's about as good quality as, like, that's in an advent calendar. And it's like, you know.
Okay. Unless you get the C's advent calendar.
Right.
Which we saw at the gift show again. And I said, this is pricey, right? And she said, well, I think it was it $49? Yeah. She said, but there's more candy in it this year.
Oh, even more.
Yeah, even more.
I don't even.
See's candy. We love See's candy. Oh, my God.
See's is the classic. The classic.
Let me see the sprinkles inside.
There we go. It's all vanilla. We can go to the product shot for that. Here's a slice. And then, there are no sprinkles inside.
No, that's
it's just vanilla.
I wanted to see sprinkles everywhere.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. And there's our cake. I'm not even gonna have
space,
it. Right.
Spaceman said it might be more delicious to just eat a regular candle from your description.
Honestly, the wax, you know, normal wax candles, they don't taste that bad. Not sure if you've ever experienced one, but they are not that bad. It looks like I got a deal, apparently, because...
Yes.
How much would you pay for that candle?
Seems I thought you
to
said
Rachel sent over the website of Let Them Eat Candles.
Oh, okay.
And they're typically about $4 each. Look at that. For a set of three, that's $12. That's crazy. So I only got mine for $2.50 for one. Didn't even have to buy.
Oh, that's good.
Buy it in a pack.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, it seems if you buy two sets, then it's $10 each. So you save a little bit of money.
Yeah. Yeah.
See at the top? Yeah.
Oh, I see. I see.
Yeah.
$10 sets. Whew.
Okay.
Well, I am so excited that we are here at episode 2000. We asked some of our friends and our fans to send over well wishes. And I think we have to start with the Chief Twit, honestly. Leo.
Yeah.
Leo sent over a great video. So here it is.
With Micah.
Yes.
Many, many years ago. And 5,000 miles away. No, that's the wrong. I started a show with my dear friend, Dick DiBartolo. Actually, I'd already been doing a show with Dick DiBartolo on Tech TV. And when I started podcasting, I thought, you know, we should do a daily GizWiz every day. This was crazy,
daily?
By the way. Daily, 5 days a week. We took the weekends off. Dick and I would bring you a crazy gizmo or a gadget. I have counted Dick a dear, dear friend for 25 years. I've watched him age while I've grown younger somehow. But it's really been a great honor to work with a guy I grew up admiring as one of Mad's maddest writers, Dick DiBartolo. You got to meet Dick kind of for the first time when you came
through
to work here.
Yeah, through this show. And honestly, his humor and his quick wit are I just love that about him. Plus the quirky gadgets he brings every week. They have always made me
you
laugh.
You always buy them.
Or I'm always buying them. Yeah, frankly. Yeah. And my family benefits from Dickie D's suggestions for sure.
So for 2,000 episodes, wow. Dick DiBartolo has been convincing you guys to buy his crap. And now it's our turn to wish Dick and Chad a very happy 2000th episode. Dick, we love you. Chad, I love you too.
Woo!
And we wish you all the best. Here's to 2,000 more. Congratulations, guys.
Congrats.
Yay!
Yeah, that was great. That was
cheers
that was
to that.
Yeah. You
classic.
Know, how did you end up a twit?
I
don't even know.
Yeah, I wanted to get into anything internet media related, like anything internet media related. And so I started working for Brian Brushwood, and I got that job because I used to do magic in Austin, Texas. I used to like.
You used to do magic like at nightclubs and things?
Well, I had magic. So I would teach magic, and I was part of a summer camp that did a lot of magic. I did a few birthday parties. I didn't do many. I did a lot of balloon animals, actually. I had that was my first job. And
we should have found that video.
Yeah, doing all the animals. So that's how I got started. So I actually had some connections in the magic people. So through a friend of a friend, I met Brian. And he was doing scam school at Revision 3. And he was based out of Austin, Texas. I was in Austin, Texas. So anyway, long story short, through Brian is how I ended up meeting Twit. And I was just like, hey, I want a job really bad. And they were like, okay. And then I got a job behind the camera as producer. And I wanted to be in front of the camera so bad. And the Gizwiz was perfect. I love the Gizwiz. So it was such an honor to start hosting. Leo had to take a vacation, and I had been like chomping at the bit to get in front of the camera, and it was like, the Gizwiz, let me host the Gizwiz, let me do the Gizwiz. And so that's how I got to host my first shows. And then I kind of became the go-to stand-in host whenever Leo had to leave.
That was an honor.
That was an honor.
That was great. Yeah. I got to Leo. Did you know Martin Sargent?
Yes, I've met Martin Sargent a few times at a few San Francisco parties. I was always honored. He doesn't know I exist, but I knew he existed. And I was always like, that's Martin Sargent. Crazy.
Well, 25 years ago, I was doing Good Morning America, and they sent me to San Francisco to find some gadgets for Good Morning America from the Gourmet Show. And so they had, I think it was Time Warner back then, cable, had just started Tech TV. And I emailed Leo and Martin and said, I'm coming to San Francisco. Could I come by the studio and see the show? And a day later, Martin Sargent called me and said, listen, Leo reads none of his emails because he gets thousands of them, but I'm asking you before I ask the producers, since you're coming out to find gadgets, is it okay to tell the producers that you could appear on camera if they want? And I said, yeah, okay. So a day later, a producer, it was not Call for Help, it was Screensavers, right?
Yeah. Screensavers.
They said, yeah, come on out and bring like five gadgets and we'll put covers over them and Leo will guess what they do. It's kind of like guess the gadget. And Leo and I had an incredibly fun time. And they said, if you ever come back to San Francisco. And then it was Tech TV opened a New York satellite studio.
Oh, wow.
So they said,
They did.
They did. They shared it with a couple of other mini stations. And I started doing spots. And then, as Leo said, we had drinks one day. And he said, you know what? I do a weekly show and I do a monthly show. I want to do a daily show. And that's that started the Daily Gizwiz.
Gosh, that's great. Yeah. Man, and that was in what year?
Probably, like Leo said, 25 years, maybe 1999.
Yeah, I mean, that's the perfect time for Tech TV and all that, so yeah.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Man, that is crazy. So. Well, you and Leo started episode one. I am going out of order, I realize now.
No, that's okay.
Let's take a time machine back.
Well, we should tell people, episode one was, I believe, 8 minutes.
Yes. Okay. Because you wanted to do the daily.
Yes, show. Yes, it was supposed to do it daily. So
yes.
If we did a daily half hour, we'd be dead by now. So item number one, is that where you're going with this?
Yeah.
Okay, item number one, well, the video and the audio will tell you what the first thing we ever did on a Gizwiz show was.
Yes, and just to let people know, Mo edited together a good little video because it was audio only. You had nothing to look at. For years it was audio only. So the video we're about to watch was made by Mo. So here... it is.
Hey guys, check out my new old gadget. You know what? Let's let the professional tell us about this item.
And today's gadget is, people may have heard of it, but this is the latest version of the DocuPen.
What?
Oh no.
Okay. Well, if we're in editing, if I'm already editing this bit, let me do this.
This may end up being episode 2000 and 2001.
It can't get the bits from the past.
Well, this is in keeping with this afternoon when my Wi-Fi went out.
Yes.
And then my computer froze. So I had no computer. And I always love when you go to help on the internet and it says, my computer's froze. What would I do? And the first response was, close all the apps you're not using. Hello, the computer's froze. How am I supposed to close the apps I'm not using?
Look at me. There we go.
Yeah, I finally just hit the power button and held it down, and it came back.
Scanner, but
meantime,
what's
the time? Spectrum cable came back also. Control-Alt-Delete did not work. It was, the computer was frozen.
Let me go away.
What?
Okay, I have a new solution.
Yes, Myra is fine. Becky, yes. I spoke to her last week, the week before. She's still doing her choir.
Hey, guys.
Oh, no, this won't work. Oh, my gosh. Have I just been showing that the whole time? Wait a second. What is going on? I am so confused. How have I broken all of our things? There we go.
Oh, no.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. That is back. What on earth?
I don't think we've had this much trouble on any.
I know. I don't know if the video is corrupted right at that spot or what it is, but it is giving me a problem.
Chat room. Yeah, broke the internet.
It did. Okay. I'm making progress, slowly but surely. There we go. Where's that? Where's that? There's that. Okay. This will play this time. It better. Okay, here we go. Third time's a charm.
Okay, third time. Yep.
Hey guys, check out my new old gadget. You know what? Let's let the professional tell us about this item.
Going back to episode one.
And today's gadget is, people may have heard of it, but this is the latest version of the DocuPen. The DocuPen, Leo, it looks like a windshield wiper if you just hold it.
Uh-huh. It does.
And it is a scanner, but what's neat about it is it can scan a full page in one sweep. I don't know if you remember when Casio first came out with the little, it was one news column wide scanner. And the thing was, if you went to the library, you would have to do like five scans to get a page.
Right.
So the DocuPen came out about, I'd say 4 years ago, and it was kind of primitive. And they've done new model after new model. And they've started incorporating some new features in it. And the newest one has all the features that they've incorporated in the past. For example, Now it's rechargeable battery.
Good.
So as you're downloading your images, I guess I should explain first. You take this windshield wiper device, it's bright enough for a whole page.
Okay.
And you're on the airplane and you see something, and for some reason you don't want to carry the whole magazine or you don't want to destroy the magazine. You run it down the page. You know what? It took me a bit of time. When I say a bit of time, 10 minutes to learn how to scan a page so that it came out legible.
A headphone check.
This newest one now has four settings from 100 to 400 DPI. And the new one does color. And something that they've just added is TransFlash memory card slot. So it can carry about 100 pages with the internal memory. But now you could go to the Library of Congress and, you know, start scanning all those books. Now, this would be a way not to have to check the book out if you just needed one or two pages. And the older models are still for sale for about $100. The new one is $300, and it's called the RC 800.
And the new features are the battery.
Battery, rechargeable, color.
Yeah.
And you set the color anywhere from all the way up to 20-bit, 24-bit color. A scanning rate, as I said, 4 DPI, 100 to 400. It's pretty nifty.
Yeah.
TransFlash memory, which is great.
Which I've never...
TransFlash memory, where my telephone
that is for $27.
$27 on eBay now? No, ScooterX just... Oh, my gosh. It's
AliExpress.
Yeah, so this is just a modern-day version of that. $300
back then.
Right. $300 to being available on AliExpress for $27.15. The eye scan is what we're looking here on AliExpress. Another gadget that is because it's like Moxie, I think it was. The Moxie.
Oh, Moxie
scanner,
yeah, I think,
or something.
So.
Is another, it's not quite the same windshield thing, but it is Doxy scanner, not the Moxie scanner, the Doxy scanner, is the one that comes to mind as being very much a portable scanner that, now it's, like I said, not the windshield wiper style. It does have a motor that pushes the paper through.
It's bigger.
It's bigger and whatnot, but that's kind of when I think portable scanner, I think of that type of thing now. That is y'all were doing great back in episode. What? The Moxie. Oh, you need some Moxie.
Moxie.
When you got to pull out the Moxie.
That was a big, they used to use the word Moxie in Med.
That's great. Thank you, Mo, for putting that together. Looking back at episode one. There was another Leo gadget that sticks out. That is,
just play a minute of that. I thought this gadget was great, and Leo hated it.
Here it is. This is once again, we're listening to the audio. This is episode 406.
Let me see if I can get it.
How
to go
loud
off
is it?
Leo, how?
Oh, someone's
going to
say, there's a fire, there's a fire, everybody out.
You're sitting there, at least you'll know.
You'll hear it, you'll notice.
You'll hear it.
So you're saying...
It's called Purse Guard.
Yes, this gadget was called Purse Guard. I started a little bit into the episode. Here it is. This is it. So you would hook your purse onto this, but when someone lifted it up, then that audio... Yeah.
When you put it on the table, it would be flat. And the hook would hang down under the table, and then
it would hold.
They lifted the hook, and the alarm would go off.
The alarm would go off.
It had a built-in flashlight.
Yeah,
suggesting that you carry this hook in your pocket.
You can. It comes with. It's very thin. Comes with a.
Yeah. Did he not?
Leo hated
it. He hated it.
So. Somewhere along the line, and we did it on the show, I found Shine and Dine.
Shine and Dine.
Shine and Dine is another way to hang your purse. And it also has a light, but the light looks like you have a really expensive diamond ring.
Wow, it's sparkling. I can see it's the sparkling. Facets. Wow.
So this hangs on, this goes on the table.
Yeah. Purse right there.
Look hangs on this. And if someone steals it, you may never know. Because it does not have an alarm.
No alarm. At least they'll have
a
nice light on the way home.
Becky said in Italy they chained purses to their chairs.
They chained our purses to our chairs.
Restaurant.
Pack and W asked Becky, did the restaurant do it? And Becky says, yes. I would say, I'll go find another restaurant.
Oh, yes. No, that would be a very safe restaurant because Chris would say, don't go in there. They chain everybody.
Oh, yeah, they chain them up. I would say, could I sit inside? I don't want to sit in the street anymore. I'm a little worried.
Can I have the no chain section?
I hope it was a nice chain. That is so funny. Let's say a big thank you to our supporters, because our supporters said a big thank you to us. We asked everybody to send in videos speaking about the 2000th episode, talking about gadgets, talking about the show, whatever the show means to you, whatever really you wanted. It was kind of open to everybody. So here is everybody's videos. And starting off with Moe's.
Wow, guys, we are so proud of you. 2,000 episodes. Can't wait to the 10,000th episode. What a milestone you guys have accomplished. And I also want to say thank you for allowing my family to be part of the GizWiz family.
Yay!
We really do appreciate all the hospitality, especially at Disneyland, and your love for tech. Please keep up the good work, and we look forward to at least another 2,000 episodes.
I love the kitty. Yay.
Thank you,
Hi,
Mo
Dick and Chad.
And family.
Here's a toast to you on your 2,000th episode. Congratulations.
Woohoo! That was Lawrence.
We look exact. Oh, he has sound effects.
I love the cameras back there.
Hi, Dick and Chad. Congratulations on 2,000 episodes of the GizWiz. Keep up the good work. Love the show. Here's to many more. Bye.
Yay! This is Chili Kitty.
Hey, Diggity. Hey, Chad. It's me, Jason Howell, the Texploder. And I know this because I have a shirt that says Texploder.
And then my name.
Underneath it, so it must mean something. I'm assuming you guys have a GizWiz shirt at this point, right? Or maybe you have a whole catalog of them. If you don't, you should, because 2,000 episodes is a really big deal. I am so happy for you guys that you've continued doing the show, continued the spirit of the GizWiz. It's super special, and I adore you both. I just want to show you real quick. I went digging through my catacombs, found this back issue of Mad Magazine that Dick, you had signed many, many years ago. This is February 2014. And then you gave me not one, but two What Me Worried sheets. I don't know what you want to call them, but signed from you. I cherish these things, and I cherish you both. You're awesome. Congratulations on episode 2000.
Congratulations on show 2000.
Oh, two big birds.
This is Becky's video. She's watching us right there. And yeah, toothpick bird. And the champagne. Ooh.
And yeah. I hope Becky's well.
Hello, Diggity and Chad. This is Nilba wishing you a happy 2000 Woo-hoo! Anniversary for the GizWiz. 2000. I wanted to show you my favorite toy when I was younger. It's a little Clockwork Mickey. And he still works. So just like you guys, he just keeps on going.
Hi, Dick and Chad. Congratulations on your 2000th episode.
One of our favorite gadgets was from Chad's Crappy Corner, and it was rechargeable fans. They do great. They last all night long. We take them on our travels all of the time.
Woohoo!
We want to thank you again for all your episodes, and we look forward to many, many more.
From your two biggest fans.
My parents, mom and dad.
It's the same love show with Dickie
So the Giz One made a really fun slideshow, and so I thought we could just talk over it. It kind of goes through almost, not quite chronologically, but a little bit of all sorts of some of the antics that you, me, Leo.
Oh my gosh.
Everyone has gotten up to on the show. There was Alex Gumpel. I hope there's one of John Slonina in here. He needs to be in this episode. That's, oh my gosh, that's one of the first independent shows with the wire shelf.
Oh, pizza. Oh my gosh.
I remember that one with the green screen. That was like the technical difficulties episode. I couldn't get anything to work. We had to go do it at a different computer. That is, I mean, lots of gadgets.
Great.
Lots of gadgets. Meetup, CES, Disneyland.
This is great.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is Giz One, right?
This is, yeah, Giz One edited all this together. Wow. Oh, the gadget. Man, we have covered. Look at that. So many. I think we've there it is. That was the 18 years shot. That is so awesome.
Wow. Giz,
thank you, Giz One.
Fantastic.
So we just want to say also thank you to I just want to say thank you to a few people that I can. There's been hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people who have touched the Gizwiz, been around the Gizwiz, the chat room, you know, specifically. We just want to say also just like, gosh, when I think of the Gizwiz and the community of the Gizwiz, first off, thank you to everybody who sent in videos. Those were so fun, and seeing every one of y'all is just amazing. But obviously, the chat room comes to mind, and there's hundreds of people that we have seen pop in through chat through the years, and it is so fun to see usernames that I remember and people that I know from chat there all the time. So
yeah. And Scooter Rex, who comes in all the time and keeps, first of all, he finds, you know, something that is $100. Scooter Rex says, oh, here it is for $7.
Yes. Yes. And that, oh my God. Great. I mean, we really do have the best folks supporting us from you know, Scooter Rex and Mo and everybody in the chat room. But also, I mean, like, Jammer B or Alex Gumpel back at Twit. We had Jeffrey Needles was a producer for a while. It's just been a lot of people who have helped with the show. So my gratitude definitely goes out to them. So thank y'all.
And
thank
when you said Alex, Twit was what 40 miles from the San Francisco airport?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Something
like that. at least 45 minutes on a good day. An hour and a half on a bad day.
Yeah. So Alex came to pick me up at the airport, and he was standing with all the guys who have the people's names, and he had an iPad with the Gizwiz logo.
Picking you up like circle. A driver, like a professional driver.
It was just great.
That is great. That's great.
Super.
Hey, this is only about talking about the show and us. We just have some gadgets. Well, I like how we've been sprinkling some gadgets, but you had a good gadget that you noticed was on sale and you wanted to talk about.
You know what? What did I do with it? Well, you know what? Just go to the page.
Yeah.
I love a thing that I use constantly is the Anchor microphone system. Okay. And when I first got it, it was $250 and it dropped down to $200. But today I noticed 50% off.
Off? What? 50% off? That's crazy.
Yeah. So be $99.99. For some reason, the white one is $20 more, so it would be $10 more. But if you do videos, you get dual mics, the transmitter, the little device itself records audio. In case your camera missed some audio, It's great. $99 is super.
Yeah, that's a really good price. So, yeah, if check you were out. Thinking about getting it, it doesn't, you know, once you get to 50% off, you know, it doesn't get much more than that. After that, you're in closeout territory and you're not buying what you want to buy. That's great. Okay, well, I think we have a gadget warehouse and some letters, but for this episode, we wanted to do something special, so we are giving you a little tour. We're going to get to see a bit of your studio and a bit extra too, and then we'll check out my studio. So let's check out your studio, Diggy D.
Okay.
Ooh. Something I still have pretty much all of the disco lights that I ever had, and they are pretty much everywhere.
Wow.
I think you found this for me, the dual disco light.
I don't know. I think you might have found that one, Diggy.
Something I converted. Oh, you know, it's pretty neat in here, isn't it?
It's amazing.
Thing up here with laser lights that lights the floor. And then up here we have another lighting system, and that's lighting this floor over here.
I can't imagine what it looks like through the window to the outside.
And I would have more lights on, except I'll show you why. I have to click the... Oh, no, I don't need to click that. This is why. I can't remember how to turn some of them on.
Yeah, obviously.
Yes. And...
Obviously... I have had to purge. I try to make sure so that I only have one around.
Oh, wow.
I try so hard to keep it in track. Yeah,
no, the problem is that some of the remotes do a different function on a gadget.
Yes. And another pro tip. I'm looking to see if I've done it on anything around here. Is start right. I get one of those markers that will write like silver, and I write on
the power bricks nowadays.
Yeah. I do it on power bricks are the thing I definitely kind of have like muscle memory to like, oh, there's a power brick. Let me do it. I should do that with the remotes. I should do that with these too.
No, I've started doing it, but I didn't do it enough.
No. That is great. Okay, hey, and you have a little extra for us. What?
Yeah. It started out with finding out that Amazon had a photo background that you could buy.
Oh, yeah.
And I found a photo background of a ship. And then I thought, I miss my boats, and I have so much lighting. Let me turn my bedroom into a ship.
You may have seen the video of my bedroom. When the marina closed, I thought, I miss boating. And I thought, let's do a little ship-shaped work on my bedroom and make it more ship-like. And we added waves and the pirate ship and the running lights. And then one night I was laying in bed. I'm sorry, I was laying on my bunk. And I thought, wait, this ship has no portholes. And then, ta-da!
Shipped and delivered.
Came in, the portholes came out, and now I do have portholes. I'd open one so you could look out into the ocean, but it's very rough tonight, and I don't want to get seawater on my bunk. Ahoy, mateys.
And
that looks awesome. Yeah. You can buy portholes on Amazon.
You can buy portholes. The ship was a photo background, and then Dennis said, "I don't like it. It just ends halfway up the wall." So Dennis painted the rest of the ship in, and then I had the water projector from another spot, so I got that out.
That's great.
I had the Mecha Warrior projecting stars, so I put that up too.
Yes, I remember that gadget. You loved that gadget.
Yeah.
It's the brightest of the nebula.
Usually, yep.
Yeah. That is great.
Oh, you have a tour.
I do. And I say in the tour, this is the first time anyone will have seen this studio in its entirety. So Here we go.
Wow. And that includes me.
Okay. So yeah. Here we are in the studio. Basically the shot that you should have just seen. Here's my cat, Jack. And so this little corner is just one corner of my office, which I haven't shown anyone yet. So you're going to get to see kind of the rest of it. This is a boring side. This is just, I have like a NAS, printer, a bit of equipment. I use this laptop here to record my face cam when I'm doing my YouTube stuff. So I have another camera hooked up over here. And then all of these drawers are equipment. Ethernet cables, webcams, MagSafe adapters, some more. What do I have in here? Hard drives. I own a lot of hard drives. Light bulbs, whenever I need to get a battery. This is where we grab the batteries. Extension cords.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And then this is all my streaming. I have a streaming backpack that I use. So this is all equipment. Coming over here is my desk. So this is where I stream. This is where I edit. This is where I basically work all day long. Here's the mic. Still using a high LPR 40, of course. What's cool is that recently we've merged, or with me moving to this apartment, we run the Gizwiz off of this computer now, which is great. So it means that I kind of have like all these different cameras all plugged into the best computer that I own, which means that the Gizwiz quality is even better now. So this is like a little face cam that I use when I'm recording my YouTube videos. And then this is the camera that we use for the Gizwiz. So this one right here would be the camera for the show. Over behind this, even more equipment. These I just have this big old organization tub thing from Harbor Freight, which keeps lots of stuff. There's another cat down there. Hello, kitty cat. Love that the cats hang out in the studios. And then all of this is on one big C stand, which makes it really, really nice. And then this is the newest edition. I actually had this stand. This is what Dick used to be on for part of the show. This monitor also kind of laying around. So this is today, this episode only, I finally have a big old screen that I can look at. Before, I was looking over from here over to those monitors to do the show. Today, for the first time ever, I have added this. And then also one more piece of equipment that I just added was, look at that, a little product camera. Still working on a single camera, but we have now a product camera, which I just attached up today, which is really cool. You can kind of get a view of the lighting that you know is installed up there. Oh, the of course we got to get the disco ball moving. I have a little remote for that because the cats love the disco lights, and so they chase them and drive me crazy. So I have to turn that off sometimes. And that's really it. This is just the doorway to the rest of the house. I'm not gonna show you that. I got some art up on the wall. This is really cool art because it's like carpety, and so it like helps block sound. Anyway, that's it for the studio. Back to you guys.
There we go. You are so organized.
I try to be. If I'm not organized, so here's the problem with being organized: is it's the perfect way to procrastinate. Is I got to organize a little bit more.
Oh.
That is my unhealthy habit, is organization. But thank you. I appreciate it. I do appreciate it.
No, it's great.
It does. I find I am so ADHD and so scatterbrained that it is very hard for me to stay in the flow of work if I'm looking for stuff. And I like to have everything at my fingertips. I am disorganized, but having the organization is like a way to work through how disorganized I am. It's almost like I had to put myself on a diet, you know, with the organization.
Wow.
Anyway, thank you. Yeah. So,
I'm impressed.
There you go. That's my little studio tour. And now we get to head into Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
All right, this is in the Gadget Warehouse only because it is the worst thing I ever bought.
We went to back to the, I love, we decided, 2000th episode, let's go back to the worst gadget.
And we can take a peek at it, yeah.
Had a coupon code to get $40 off this yoga mat, okay? Heavy duty, high density foam, strong structure.
I mean, $10 for a yoga mat.
Used for
great
men,
price.
Gym, high intensity yes. workout.
I mean, it makes
healthy,
sense.
Healthy, lose weight.
What could
yoga.
Go wrong, Dickie D?
Okay, so I bought two. This is my current yoga rug. But this isn't heavy duty.
Nah, too
so
thin.
I figured, oh, whoa, yeah, heavy
it's
duty.
Thin. We need something.
Heavy duty.
This is my yoga mat.
This was Amazon, yes.
This, look at that. And
oh god.
And that's the carry handle.
I mean, a toddler would have a great yoga session.
Yes, yes.
Speaking out of turn here. Let me see. I don't want to ruin the mat. You know, it's brand new.
I'm surprised your entire foot fits on that horizontally.
Yeah,
I could stand on it.
I could stand on it.
Yes, and I bought two, and I still have the gray one, too.
Dickie D, that is the funniest thing. I can't believe you still have that.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
my
the
gosh.
Old, if it seems too good to be true.
Yeah.
And that was Amazon.
Yeah, and that I remember we went back, and I think that product was, like, deleted.
Yes. Yeah.
They were like, no.
We wanted to, yeah. No, I guess they got a million complaints.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny. That's got to be the worst, one of the worst gadgets we've ever done. Good warehouse. Mm-hmm. With that, let's head to the ladder.
Okay. Best wishes from Jeff and Adam, who
Yay!
Have submitted many videos. Congratulations on making it to 2000. Love the show. Keep up the great work.
Yay.
Hi, Dickie D and Chad. This is from Steve C. When you request Gadget Warehouse videos, you say 99% of the videos are used. Does that mean 1% of them are too bad, even the Gizmish show? I think you should make a montage of them and show them so we could see
what
could possibly be that bad.
There's no way you kept
the show,
a list.
However, since 2007 when it was the Daily Gizmish with Leo, and I could only get it on a 10-foot C-band satellite dish.
Wow.
Happy 2000, Steve C. Chris Cotugno. Good luck and congratulations on 2,000 episodes. I'll be watching. Well, we're watching you too. And with, did I not? Oh, yeah. Paul wrote, how many fans of the Gizwiz can answer this trivia question? What is so special about episode 107? On episode 107, according to my research, you introduced the first gadget that was available on Amazon.
Wow. Amazing?
Yeah. Congratulations on the upcoming, it's now here.
That is a bit of trivia. What number was that again?
Paul, it was show number 107.
Oh, wow.
So that's a long time.
I wonder if y'all were like, we got this weird website, Amazon. I don't know if we heard it. No, I'm sure there was a... Still 107, that means for 2 years. If you had been going 52 weeks out of the...
Yes.
Oh, wait.
We're probably doing 50 shows a year.
50 shows a year. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, wait, no, y'all were daily then.
No, that's not right.
How do we figure this out?
Whatever it is.
Whatever that is divided by 5 is however many weeks the show had been going. That is a funny little.
Oh, I have to show you Dennis's favorite gadget of everything we ever showed.
Yes. Oh, is it working?
Chad showed this on Halloween gadgets.
Dennis, I don't know if we hear it.
I've put in 3 sets of batteries so far. What was it? This company has a strange name, Chad.
Hide and Eek. Hide and Eek.
Hide and Eek.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Oh, and one of my favorite gadgets, not to use, but to give away. At the marina, once a month, there would be a meeting of all the boaters at dusk, usually on a Sunday night. And one night I brought one of these and a lantern. I'll bring it back just a little. However, it's a special lantern. When you close it and open it, it's a fire.
That is...
Well, this is so boaters. I must have given 2 dozen away. Because people just love these to have on their boat on a chilly night.
That's great.
They're still around. And they were like $8 each.
Has anyone ever boated up next to you and say, hey, it's pretty silly to have an open flame on a boat?
No.
I think there's been so many gadgets through the years. One of the ones that sticks out to me was actually Mo handed it out. It was a tiny little flashlight that was like a pancake that was also a magnet that you could like stick on the fridge.
Yes,
I remember that. And that floated around for quite a while for me using that. Well, I also want to say a huge thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. You guys support us every single episode. And
for almost 10 years.
Seriously. I was hoping maybe there was a chance that I could read off everyone's name on the 2000th episode, but there's hundreds of you, so I'm not going to. I think on the edited version of this show, I want to run a little little ticker crawl of everybody who's currently a supporter. So you guys, thank you so much for your support of our show. If you like the show, please consider giving back patreon.com/gizwiz or head on over to gizwiz.tv. Click on the Patreon tab at the top of the website. There's a big banner that'll take you to Patreon or a small little link that'll take you to PayPal. However you support, thank you so much for supporting our show. Speaking of gizwiz.tv, that's where you can watch the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern Time. Whenever live, the website will just update with the live stream so you can join us and chat along with everybody. I highly encourage you to join the chat room because it is a fantastic group of people. All of our previous episodes are there on our website too. This latest
and Chad,
one.
Back at the top, there is one schedule change.
There is. Here it is. That will be recording on Friday instead of on Thursday.
Yeah. August 23rd, there's a big mad event, a panel, and I'm part of the panel on the 22nd.
So yeah, that's right there at the top. Is that 22nd? So later on this month. Let's head over to gizwiz.biz, Sticky D's website, where he writes articles about all the gadgets that we cover on the show. What are you going to do for this one? Man, we did actually cover a lot of gadgets, I feel
yeah,
like.
Yeah, we did.
We honestly got in the gadgets this episode. Gizwiz.biz, while you're there, play What the Heck Is It? This is the game show online where you got to guess what this gadget is. And... yeah, this is obvious to me. That's a little 3M sticky at the top. and you just stick this thing onto the side of a helmet, like a racing helmet, and then you'd click in your water bottle to it. So you just have your water bottle attached to your helmet. So
well, I have a great guess, but I'll send it in.
Six Mad Magazines for correct answers, 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. So get a guessin' over at gizwiz.biz. I have got to finish eating this cake. Dickie D, happy 2000 episodes.
Oh, it would have been funny if you brought it back and the cats had eaten it.
There was just paw prints. Happy 2000 episodes, Dickie D. I'm so honored to host a show with you, and couldn't be happier.
The same. You're a delight to work with.
Thank you. You too.
A little too disorganized for my taste. But...
Tell that to my Ethernet cable bag. With that, we'll see you next week.
I'll be here.